and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 5th of February, 2009, and the title of this podcast is What's New, Scooby-Doo? My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. What's New, Scooby-Doo? Beginners. My children love Scooby-Doo. I love Scooby-Doo. In fact, I have not met a person who does not like it. The happy gang of friends consists of Shaggy, Scooby, Wilma, Daphne, and Freddy. They travel around in the mystery machine and get into scary escapades. During their adventures, they meet monsters, ghosts, and other creepy creatures who they must try and escape from. It is not too scary most of the time. The villains always turn out to be people who are dressed up. At the end of each episode, one of the gang unmasks the bad guy. There is always a happy ending. I was a child in the 70s, so I also used to watch the series. And the style of that era is still seen in the dress and music of the famous five. Of course, there's a lot of humour. Shaggy and Scooby-Doo are cowards who will only get involved in an investigation if they get Scooby snacks. They eat enormous amounts of food whenever they can, even strangely combined foods like chocolate-covered corn on the cob. Scooby-Doo is definitely a staple cartoon for my children. If they fight or are grumpy, I put one of the videos on and suddenly everyone is happy. Advanced. So, what's new, Scooby-Doo? Have you come across any villains today? Maybe a headless snow monster or a slimy zombie called Creeper? No? Oh, so business is slow, huh? I heard that you solved a mystery last week. It made the headlines. The mayor of a small town decided to stimulate the economy by dressing up as a ghost and terrorizing the townsfolk. It worked. Tourism took a big leap. But a bunch of meddling kids uncovered the scoundrel. He was thrown in jail, and all the recent tourist business unraveled. I admire the skills of your group. You all seem to have the most amazing running abilities. When being chased by monsters, you very rarely get caught. And somehow you find yourselves running through the longest hallways that I have ever seen. 15 doors, outside of each a small table with a plant pot, is the record, I think, that Shaggy and Scooby have run past before they find an escape. Wow! You must eat a lot of carbohydrates to keep up that pace. Well, yes you do, don't you? I know a lot of pharmaceutical companies that would love to bottle your light-speed metabolisms. Well, if I hear of any hauntings or scary tourist booms, I'll give you a call. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. Please feel free to download the text and grammar notes at my website, acupofenglish.libsyn.com, that's L-I-B-S-Y-N, or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I would love to hear from you, so please feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.